Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, we've got lots to be thankful for, Thanksgiving Day weekend fast approaching, and we're thankful Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, well, we've been thankful for a great Stratford Festival season, and we've got something very special, something very different that's coming up towards the end of the month.
Yes, we'll call it the last form event of the season.
Okay.
It is a wonderful screening of something that I think is really special to people local to Stratford. It is a screening of The Wars. This is a wonderful movie that was made, I think it would have been back in the 80s.
Yeah, I believe early 80s.
Finley's novel, The Wars, about World War I. And it starred Brent Carver, Martha Henry, William Hutt, and a whole bunch of local people were also in it. Robin Phillips, who was the artistic director at the festival in the 70s, directed this film, and it was really quite something. I remember being a kid and it and going to see it and seeing all these familiar faces. So I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to get out to see this. Tickets are for sale on our website. It's October the 26th at 3 o'clock. They're $26. So mark October 26th in your calendar.
Yeah, very
and,
cool.
I noticed that Emery McDonald is in it, and she will be at the screening, which is wonderful. She's such a huge star, an incredible novelist in her own right now. So in those days, here she was starring in Timothy Finley's The Wars.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just incredible. So this is Timothy Finley's The Wars, and we should mention it is remastered. So this will be a great high-definition screening of it. And so that is coming up for October 26th at Lateritas Hall, Tom Patterson Theater. So you can get tickets through the Stratford Festival website. So that's a very special screening coming up. That's really cool.
Yeah, and believe it or not, we still have shows on stage.
Exactly. Exactly. We've got Salesman in China. Talk about rave reviews for this show.
Yes, and you know, the critic for the Chicago Tribune made a special extra trip just last week to come and see it, and wow, his review, he absolutely loved it and says it's ready to go to Broadway or other theaters in the States. And everybody has been saying this show is ready to go. Let's take it around the world. So we'll see what happens with it. In the meantime, please don't miss it, because this truly is a remarkable show, and it doesn't last much longer, just till the end of the month. So please get out and see Salesman in China. And we have a few other things that are still on stage that are so worth seeing as well. We have the two Shakespeares at the main theater, Romeo and Juliet and Twelfth Night. Also, they're closing soon, so you don't have many more chances to see them. They both close the 26th of October, and we have London Assurance closing a day or two around there. And Wendy and Peter Pan is closing at the end of the month. So not just Salesman in China is going soon.
Yeah.
All of those wonderful shows are. But we're very fortunate because the two musicals are extended to the 16th and 17th of November. So there's a little more opportunity to get out to see the musicals and to get your friends out and see everything that they've missed so far this season.
Yeah, but don't wait. Be sure to get your tickets, because the end of the month is coming up fast, and certainly mid-November is not too far away. But there's also sales going on too, I believe, a balcony sale for a limited time only.
Yeah, we've got balcony seats from $39. So that sale starts October 10th to the 15th. So if you want to get some deals, oh, that starts today, that means. So some deals are available for that.
Yeah.
And yes, apparently balcony seats are really great for Salesmen in China, but I have seen most of the seats have been great for Salesmen in China. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been many times.
And you should get your tickets.
Please do.
For Salesmen in China and all the great shows still on stage with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Well, Ann, we've got Thanksgiving Day weekend this weekend, and I do hope you and yours have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. I hope you do too. Eat lots of turkey and have a great time.